Here we go. Welcome, everyone. I just wanted to mention my last sharing was titled, We Are Called to Minister the Good News. And so I'm going to wrap this up with the sharing tonight, and it's titled, Serving to Minister. And I was just saying that we all minister in different capacities. And, you know, even if it's something as simple as saying to a stranger, God bless you, it will lighten people up. And I've seen that time and time again. And why wouldn't it? And so I wanted to share on something as far as ministering to people that just happened to us. And it brought great joy to my heart. So right now you guys are sitting on these real soft and comfy couches. Well, we got some new ones on the way. And they're real firm. So I'm sure you'll appreciate them, and it'll be easier to get out of when you leave. But like everything else, when you make purchases, it takes time to get them. And when we did, they said, oh, you'll get them in 2 months. What? Okay, fine. So when we're wrapping things up, the gentleman that helped us was a very, very nice gentleman. We shared about a bunch of things. Really, really warm. He wasn't pressuring us. He wasn't pushy. He was just very, very cordial. And so when we were wrapping things up, we came downstairs, the big place, and he said, you need to go and finish up your paperwork at the desk over there. And there was three ladies over there. So I could have picked anyone. It didn't matter. But it's like God was kind of giving me a nudge to go to this one specific woman. And I went over there, introduced myself. She goes, hi, my name is Brianna. I said, hi, Brianna. She goes, okay, I just need to take some more information with you and we'll be done. I said, okay. But you know what? Before we're done, I'm going to have a question for you at the end. And I think a lot of you know my pitch, right? So she goes, oh, sure. So we finished doing all that stuff, and then she says to me, you said you had another question? I said, yeah, this was not furniture related. She goes, oh, okay. I said, Brianna, I said, is there possibly anything that I could pray for you? I didn't even finish the sentence, and she said, my son. I said, okay, and what's his name? And she shared with me that his name was, I think it was Luke. And she said, you know, the doctors have diagnosed him to start, that autism was going to be a part of his life. Okay. I said, all right. I said, give me your hand. So she placed her hand in my hand. She said, I'm going to pray for him right now. She goes, oh, wonderful. So started praying. My eyes were closed. And upon completing the prayer, I opened my eyes, and she had streams of tears just running down her face. And I wasn't praying in a quiet voice. I was praying like I'm talking with you now, so the other people could hear me. It wasn't a matter of whether or not. No, I did. But she was just weeping. And she looked at me, she goes, oh, thank you so much. She goes, I didn't expect that. I said, I know, but you know what? It doesn't matter where you're at. We pray for people. We want them to have deliverance. And right now we're talking about your son. I said, but there's something I want to ask you to do. Even though I prayed, I want you to talk to the Father. You don't have to go to a priest. You don't have to text anyone. You can talk straight to God Almighty and share your heart. Your heart. If the prayer moved you enough to cause tears to flow, then I'm sure it's very important to you. So you need to talk to the Father. And she goes, yes, I will. So I signed one last thing and off we went. It made my day. It made our day. To see that we make differences in people's lives with stuff that our Father gives us, such as prayer, right? So, what does it mean? Like I said, the title is called Serving to Minister. But what does it mean to serve? It simply means to have definite use. To have definite use, okay? And to answer the purpose that you can do. To answer that purpose, you can do whatever that may be, wherever in your life, okay? And we need to take advantage of this opportunity. We need to love the world with truly a genuine love, and that's the love of God, right? With the love of God. We need to love this world up because it so badly needs it. And sometimes they don't even know that. Because we all here are different. We're different. We're sanctified, okay? We're justified. We have the Holy Spirit. We're sons of God. And that's a big deal. We should never take that lightly and just assume that everything's fine with me, so I'm going to go ahead and do my thing. But it's not so with other people. So with that love of God, you serve and you minister to them. Okay? Minister to them. We're filled with the Almighty and his love. First, we serve the Lord, and then by doing his will, we are serving him and ministering to one another. And this world is in need of peace. And that's what you get people when you pray for them. They have peace because they thought they were in a dead end. You know, like the woman I just told you about. You know, she goes, well, it's up to the doctors to make me feel one way or another. No, it's not. You can pray for them too. But it's up to God Almighty. He loves you. He wants to hear from you. Whether you do it out loud or quietly, it doesn't matter. We want to look at the reality of this. And for that, I need you to go to Romans chapter 7. And we're going to start in verse 4. These will be out of the NLT, my favorite version to read. But Romans 7, 4. Through 6. It says, so, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the point. You died to the power of the law when you died with Christ. And that's what we did then. And now you are united with the one who was raised from the dead. As a result, we can produce a harvest of good deeds for God. Verse 5. When we were controlled by our old nature, sinful desires were at work within us. And the law aroused these evil desires that produced a harvest of sinful deeds, resulting in death. Verse 6, but now we have been released from the law, for we died to it and are no longer captive to its power. Now we can serve God, not in the old way of obeying the letter of the law, but in the new way of living in the Spirit. That's what it says. That's what we can do. Some people today feel they got to do things by works, or they resort back to the way it used to be before Christ was here. But we know better than that. We have the Christ in us. We can move mountains. We can help people see that wonderful outlook in their situation. We should never, ever hold back from anyone, because we wouldn't want that to be the case with us. We have been set free, right? Okay. So, it's up to each and every one of us to stop looking at self and serve again. Don't forget, someone once served you, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Someone once served you, the Word of God. Look at Galatians chapter 5. Chapter 5, and when you get there, go to verse 13. Yeah, it behooves us to help people. And like I said, they can be a total stranger. The worst thing that can happen to you is they can say, oh, no, I'm good. I don't want any prayer. Okay, just move on to the next person. Galatians 5:13 says, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's what we have the freedom to do. We are super free to do that. And again, anyone can receive the blessings from doing that. God made it available for us to do, so let's do it. Now, how about looking at Jesus' perspective on this? And for that, we need to go to Luke chapter 26. And then Luke, oh, wait a minute, that's not right. Hmm.
I have the wrong verse here, folks. Sorry about that.
But it was Jesus Christ speaking about who is the greatest and who is more important when you go and you're helping somebody out, when you're serving them at dinner or at a table. Well, it's the person you're serving. You're a servant. You're serving that person. But Jesus Christ says, no, I'm here to serve you. Jesus Christ is here to serve us. And boy, has he, you know, all the way to the tree, right? So if he did all that, how difficult is it for us to pray for someone or to console them or to celebrate with them for that matter? It shouldn't be very big at all. We need to seize the opportunity that we have around us. When we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, then the choice was clear. We serve God while serving a broken world. And if you don't think the world is broken, all you got to do is watch the news for 5 minutes. God, like Shati read, is faithful. Bottom line, God is faithful. Now let's go to Matthew 6:24. Matthew 6:24. And this is Jesus Christ speaking again. He says, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Okay, mammon money. Money, fill in the blank, whatever that may be, you know. Unfortunately, a lot of people are famous and well off today, so that becomes their God. They're distracted by their wealth, by their notoriety, whether they're an actor or actress. But even if they were doing that, they could still go to God first. They could still put God first in their lives. But because of their fame and their pomp and all that, that becomes their excuse to say, why do I need God? Look at my mansion. Look at my fleet of automobiles. Look at my clothes. You know what? All that is just going to fade away. It's just going to fade away, you know? So, it says in the following verse, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Period. In this case, he says, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Absolutely. All that stuff, one goes in, one goes on top, but the Holy Spirit is throughout, and that's what we need to minister and serve this world that we live in. So, when the opportunity presents itself, I urge you, don't let it pass you by. Again, some of us in this room are already doing that, and that's wonderful. God bless your heart. Some of us have opportunity that we let slip by. Don't. Especially if you're listening, you're going to hear an opportunity present itself and present yourself with the Word of God and love that person up. You're going to make a big difference in somebody who thought, you know, that's it, my life is at the end. It's not. Anyway, that's how we all got here, you know. And finally, I want to close in Ephesians chapter 3. Why do we come to fellowships or seminars and stuff? Is to get filled with the Word of God. But there's going to become a point in time where you want to release that Word of God. And there isn't anything new under the sun. So whatever hardship or whatever someone's going through, there is an answer. God has an answer for that. And if they don't understand it, you sit and talk to them. You share God's Word with them. And you'll see that the difference will be made, because they're going to say, wow, the Almighty cares about little old me. Sure he does. He, so much so that he knows the hairs on your head. Right? Even if you don't have hairs in your head, you got them somewhere. So I said Ephesians chapter 3, drop down to verse 7, please. Okay. By God's grace and mighty power. Does God have mighty power?
Yes.
Does God have grace to give?
Yes.
Is there a shortage of grace?
No.
No. I have been given the privilege of serving Him by spreading this good news. It's right there. I didn't make it up. I didn't change the word. It's right there. How? By spreading this good news. And so God is exhorting you. I'm challenging you or exhorting you to, and myself. And let me tell you, every chance I get, I do it. And it always is a total blessing. You know, we went to go look at getting some new sofas and stuff. My mind didn't say, well, I'm going to witness somebody there. No. But I saw the opportunity, and I hope I picked the right woman who had a need. So much so, like I said, that she had tears running down her face. So, let's go open up some hearts to people around us. Let's go put joy in people around us. Let's go show people around us that there's more to life than this world has to offer. Okay? And God, Almighty God, wants us to be His hands, His feet, His eyes, His ears, His mouth, to be spokesmen, to be ambassadors, to be everything that His Word says, for us to be proactive. Get up on top of the mountain and shout it out, you know. You cannot be thrown in jail for praying for somebody. You cannot be thrown in jail for saying, I love God. And if you do His will, then He will. Okay? So, gracious Heavenly Father, I want to thank You again for imploring us and encouraging us to hold forth the good news, Father. And we don't have to look at the credentials of people. We just do it. Do it. Do it. Release it. So that we can help someone, whether it's at that instant or somewhere down the road. We plant the seed, Father, and You always cause the increase. Even if we don't see it in our lifetime or they're on the other side of the world, we know that we're making a difference in their lives by holding forth Your love and Your word that heal people, deliver people, give them wisdom and guidance. And so I pray for each person here tonight that we, again, become proactive sons of God, not just sitting back and letting things go. Father, help us to see those that need and are looking for the truth, for Your truth, Father. And we know that the peace You give is far greater than the world. So I ask you, Father, to help each and every one of us here to seize the moment in serving, Father, in ministering to people. Because, Father, we only have who knows how long before Jesus Christ returns. But until then, we want to serve You and one another in love. And it's in Jesus Christ's name that I pray. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen.